I was a delivery driver for Jollibee. Here in the Philippines, where it was first founded, Jollibee is super popular, so I was always going back and forth on my motorbike. I loved to work the overnight shift because it had the least traffic, though it could be dangerous for other reasons. The best part of the job, though, was by far the access to free fried chicken to take home. Unfortunately, the reality of constantly driving for work is that you're bound to make mistakes eventually. One night, I was returning home from a delivery to a sketchier side of town, so I was going a bit faster than usual to get out of there. But then I slipped up for just a second and cut someone off. It was three guys on one bike, and I pulled out right in front of them, almost causing an accident. We all hit the brakes and skidded to a stop just inches from each other. Nothing got hit, but they were on a really nice bike, so they were still pissed. They looked like they were definitely a bunch of thugs in the middle of doing something illegal, so I knew they were going to blow the whole thing out of proportion. However, I could not have expected just how quickly the altercation spiraled out of control.
Hey puta, are you trying to kill us?
No, I'm sorry, I just didn't see you. It's been a long night, you know?
You're lying! You almost sent us flying, fool!
It was a mistake, okay? Calm down.
You little bitch! I'm gonna make you bite the curb!
Suddenly, the guy lunged off his bike and came straight at me. But I was able to drive off just in time. They started chasing me down, so I tried to cut corners fast and lose them. Yet they were still on me the whole time. Even with three people on it, their bike was way more powerful than mine. So I didn't stand a chance of escaping them. They followed me all the way back to Jollibee, where I had just enough space to run inside and lock the doors. My coworker asked me what I was doing, but I told her to get the owner. They both came out, right as the guys on the bike showed up and started banging on the glass. My boss asked me why I locked out the customers, and I explained that they were only here for me. They started shouting that they were going to kill me. I didn't have to do any more convincing. My boss told me to go upstairs while he and my coworker went out to calm them down. I watched the entire interaction from the second floor window. The longer it went on, the more I realized I screwed up. These guys weren't your average road ragers. They were violent criminals, hopped up on their own supply, just waiting for a target, and I gave them one. Within a few seconds of them talking, one of them shoved my coworker in the face, causing her to drop to the ground. She crawled away while those animals spat on her. Then all three of them turned their attention to my boss. He tried backing away, but he was quickly surrounded. They kept pushing him, trying to egg him on into defending himself. He was smart about it though, and kept his hands up without throwing any punches, no matter how many times they hit him. Sadly, what they were saying was as bad as what they were doing. Maybe even worse. They started out by saying they just wanted me to come outside, but as things got more heated, they were threatening to kidnap my coworker and burn the place down. Then it devolved into them saying they would just take everyone out. I wanted to call the police, but my phone was still mounted on my bike, so there was no way I could get to it. Finally, I decided to man up. I didn't want anyone else to get hurt or taken out. What had happened was already bad enough. I was ready to go down and deal with them myself, no matter what they wanted to do. It was better than letting them go any further with my coworker, who was still out there and completely vulnerable. When I went downstairs, they were all still distracted by my boss. They didn't even see me through the glass. I hesitated, watching them from inside for a few more seconds, until I finally pulled myself together. I finally walked outside. Then everyone stopped. I had my hands up, and I was apologizing as quickly and genuinely as possible. I went over to them, standing away from the store so I could get them to leave the others alone. They came at me slowly, like they were deciding the best way to make me suffer. I was still praying to God in my head when the closest one of them, standing about 6 feet away from me, pulled something out of his waistband. I only had an instant to recognize that. I was looking down at the steel barrel before.
Kuya! What the hell? Why did you do that?
Shit. It was an accident. Hello? Please hurry. I don't know if he's gonna make it.
He's calling the police. Kill him too. Screw that. It's too late. Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, come on then. Let's go. It was three men on a motorcycle. I think it was green. I'm not sure. They had tattoos, short hair, about 5'8", muscular build. They just took him out and drove off.
This story was inspired by a disturbing Jollibee's incident that happened in the Philippines. A man has been arrested for taking out a fast food delivery driver following a traffic altercation early Sunday. Albert Budlat 22, resident of Malate, Manila, and employed at the Jollibee Philippine General Hospital Taft Branch, passed away after three men went after Budlat inside the store in Manila and took him out with a firearm. Police have arrested a suspect identified as Jason Ignacio, 28. The victim had just gone out of the store to make a delivery around 3 a.m. when three men riding on one motorcycle cut him off in a counterflow, which resulted in an argument. Budlat went back to the store, but was followed by the men later identified as Ignacio, Raymond Yap, and Rolando Elizalde. Efren Bales, the store security guard, said he heard a commotion on the ground floor while he was patrolling the second floor. He went down to pacify the group, but the three men started making threats with their firearm, getting physical with the store shift manager while swearing and demanding that they bring out the rider. When Budlat eventually came out, the men started jumping him while also shouting expletives, and then ultimately doing what they did. The three then immediately fled using their motorcycle. Budlat was rushed to the nearby hospital, but didn't make it. The incident led to the arrest of Ignacio, while the other two suspects remain at large.
Years ago, I got a job working nights at Jollibee. The guy who trained me on everything turned out to be pretty cool, so we sort of became work friends over my first few days. Unfortunately, when I was done training, he went back to what he normally did most of the time, which was promotional work. He would always stand outside the store dressed up as the Jollibee mascot, dancing around and trying to attract more customers. Then one day, he randomly no-call, no-showed, and basically quit the job. I was annoyed because we never got the chance to hang out outside of work, and even trade social media. I figured he'd actually had it with the stupid mascot gig. I knew he'd been trying to get transferred back into the kitchen, but our boss said it was already to full staff capacity. Apparently, a talented mascot was crucial for business, and he was the only one who could do it right. I didn't care, except for the fact that I didn't have anyone cool to talk to at work anymore. Weeks passed, and during one shift, I needed to use the washroom. It was occupied every time I went to check. Weeks passed, and during one shift, I needed to use the washroom. It was occupied every time I went to check. I'd only been there a few weeks, so I didn't know every bit of the building. I was hoping there was a hidden employee washroom somewhere. I went farther back into the kitchen than I ever had, and discovered an unmarked door. It looked like it could have been a tiny toilet, so I opened it. Unfortunately for me, it was just stairs leading to a dark basement. I stood there for a few seconds, contemplating on going down there to find a washroom, until my boss came out of nowhere.
Hey, what the hell you doing?
Is there a washroom down there? I need to take a piss.
Hell no, boy, it's just extra stock, so it's off limits!
What if
You're not allowed to go down there!
Sorry about that, I shouldn't have yelled. No, it's okay. Sorry to bother you, sir. I'll just see if the washroom is available now.
I'd never seen my boss explode on anyone like that. I was a bit shocked, so I just tried to forget about it. I finally got to use the washroom. Then I went back to my shift. Of course, my curiosity about what was down there became a bigger problem every single day. One night, we were closing the store, and he left early for some reason he didn't tell us about, just letting one of the shift leads take care of stuff for the rest of the night. Once he was gone, I knew I had my chance. I found a moment to slip away to the hidden door. I quietly opened it, then shined my phone flashlight to see where I was going as I slowly made my way down the stairs. At the bottom, the level of darkness was almost suffocating. The light switch I found didn't turn anything on, leaving me with just the light I had from my phone, which only let me see a few feet in front of me. I kept going, expecting to find something. The more I looked, the more I saw of a bare concrete floor. Then, finally, I saw something. The Jollibee mascot. It was lying against the far opposite wall of the basement, and it seemed to be the only thing in there. Confused, I walked up close to it, crouching down for a better look. I shined my light at its face, through the black mesh of the eye, and right there, I saw something I'll never forget. While I was looking into the eye of the mascot, a human eye opened. It seemed like someone was actually in there, and it looked just like my friend. Suddenly, the mascot moved and tried to grab me. I jumped back and ran away. It started chasing me, but after about 10 feet, I heard a chain snap tight, I looked back and realized the thing was chained to the wall. I was freaked the hell out. I felt like I was in a horror flick seeing this Jollibee mascot lunging at me. All I remember was watching him scream under that mask as I stood there in sheer terror. I didn't know what to do, but a thought hit me like a ton of bricks. That this whole thing about my boss leaving me an opportunity to go down there was a trap. So I thought I had to leave as soon as possible. I went back up the stairs and did my best to act like nothing happened, to seem normal. I finished my shift, but I never once returned to that place. I moved as soon as possible. I was paranoid that my boss might come for me. I didn't want to take the risk that he was somehow going to find out that I went down to that forbidden basement. I ended up starting completely fresh in a new city to try and move on from this, but no matter what, I can never forget it. I've never told this story to anyone, not until now. Because of this viral image of the eye inside a Jollibee mascot, I swear it's my old friend from work. It's the exact same sight I saw that haunted me all those years ago, and now it's come back to remind me that I abandoned my friend to a fate worse than death. This story was inspired by a viral online image of a man's eye peering out from a Jollibee mascot costume of the Filipino fast food chain Jollibee's. We decided to turn it into a horror story, seeing as the image meme had gone viral because of the ambiguity and lack of explanation from the photograph. The blurred image inspired fan art from various VTubers, ex-users, and fans from all over the world. The image was allegedly posted by ex-user HTML_sushi. The photo was posted without a caption on January the 5th of 2025 and gathered over 405,000 likes in 3 days. As bizarre as the image looks, one can only assume it was a Jollibee mascot worker taking photos with customers based on the person in front of him.
I was only 19. Living in Manila, Philippines. I was a part-time student working at Jollibee's on the side, the night shift specifically. I worked as a cashier, sometimes cleaning, and even drive-through tasks were given to me when we were understaffed. Mostly though, I was up front taking orders, dealing with the late-night crowd. One night, there was this guy that walked in. He was a tall guy, wearing a suit. It wasn't a fancy suit either, just one of those cheap ones you would find at the flea market. He reminded me of the subway guy from Squid Games, just gaunt, expressionless, and downright creepy. I figured he was just another tired worker, hungry for some chicken joy. Just when I was about to take his order, he said he was a food inspector and that he needed to check the quality of our chicken for a year. He then pulled out some paperwork, official looking stuff, and said he worked for the government and the Ministry of Food Safety. He then demanded a sample piece of chicken joy and would eat it quickly in front of me. It was weird, but I couldn't say no to a food inspector. After finishing it, he would say it met the quality standards, and then would leave the restaurant. But that wasn't the last time I saw him. He started coming in every other day randomly, saying he needed to maintain the quality of the food. After serving him another sample, the guy would eat every piece of chicken down to the bone like some kind of fiend. And as the months passed, the number of chicken he ate increased significantly. It came to a point where my colleagues would warn me about the inspector whenever they would see him. However, on one night, things took a turn for the worst. We were running low on chicken, and so we had to tell every customer they had to order something else. And then when the inspector eventually came in, same as always, asking for his sample, I told him we didn't have any to give out since we were running short.
Look, I know it's your job to give us ratings, but there's another Jollibee in town you might want to check out.
It was like he wasn't paying attention. He just stood there, soullessly staring at me. Then his eyes and head started to twitch, like some kind of cracked out psycho that just OD'd. The more I stared at him, the more I realized he wasn't looking at me. He was looking behind me, at the remaining chicken that we had in the kitchen. He started clawing at the surface of the counter, causing customers to leave the restaurant. He then said,
"Excuses? You can't get rid of me that easy. I want my chicken."
That's when he hopped over the counter like a freaking animal and lunged at me. He started trying to gouge my eyes out,
His hands were like a vice, gripping me so hard I couldn't escape. I was screaming for help, afraid the freak was going to permanently blind me. I was pinned to the ground, and his weight was too heavy to push off. I thought it was about over for me. The freak was going to rip my eyeballs out when my coworker from the back rushed to my aid and pulled the man off of me.
I need that chicken. I need meat in my mouth. Shove more jelly beans down my throat.
The man then ran to the back and grabbed whatever chicken that was left over and started stuffing his face. More of my coworkers rushed the guy and began forcibly holding him down, pinning him to the floor. All he did was snarl and chuckle like an unhinged maniac, as he was drooling all over the place, snot dripping down his nostrils while constantly demanding for more chicken.
Give me more of that juicy jelly beans. It shit tastes like crack. And when I say crack, I'm talking about my ex.
I called the cops while my hands were shaking so bad I could barely dial. My eyes were burning too, but I was happy the guy didn't blind me. They eventually arrived and took him away. But while they were bringing him in the car, his eyes remained fixated on me. He glared as he mouthed the words, "You'll pay for this," after the cops interrogated the man. It turned out that he wasn't a food inspector at all. He was a con artist who had been sneaking into our restaurant disguised as an inspector, just to get free chicken. I couldn't believe it. A whole year of this lunatic scamming us. According to the police reports, it was also revealed that Jollibee wasn't the only food establishment he was terrorizing. There were other fast food chains with similar reports talking about the same guy posing as an inspector. But the only difference was that none of the staff was attacked like I was. The man ended up getting some jail time for his attack on me, impersonation, and of course theft, for all the free food he got over the years from the multiple food establishments. And since that incident, I was always on the edge at work. Every time someone walked in through the door, especially when it was someone tall wearing a suit, I could see his face, reminding me of that horrific night. This story was inspired by a bizarre incident regarding a Filipino man who was recently arrested for eating Jollibee's fried chicken for a whole year. Under the disguise of being sent by Jollibee headquarters to check on the quality of food served by the local franchise store, reports have it that the Filipino man was having free fried chicken at the neighborhood Jollibee in Quezon City for almost a year now, telling employees that he was a Rappler food critic, monitoring quality changes in fast food chains' daily menu servings. Monitoring quality food changes, he was reported to the Philippines National Police after he suspiciously changed his usual order from Chicken Joy to Burger Steak. It's unclear if the man is currently serving jail time, but it's ironic knowing the guy gets to eat as much chicken or meat as he wants while in there.